KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. You're listening to Daily Scramble Live, and I am joined right now on the phone by independent music trailblazer, Lisa Loeb. She's playing at the Coach House tonight, and it is so great to have you on. How are you, Lisa?
Hey, good. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. And are those kids in the background?
They are kids in the background. I'm actually dropping off my son at school as we speak.
You are such a rock star, not only in the music world, but a rock star mom. It's incredible. How do you do it all?
Well, we're not late for school. We could have been here 15 minutes earlier. There's like an open area for dropping off, and I feel bad. I want to be totally here with my son, who's showing me a stick, and at the same time, I want to be talking to you guys.
Oh wow.
My son is showing me something really cool that he made. But luckily, I have a great support team with my husband and my family and babysitters, and the calendar, the iCal helps us out.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you so much making the time to give us a call. We'll definitely, let's just let everybody know here in Laguna Beach what's going on in San Juan Capistrano tonight, so then you can get back to your son. But Lisa Loeb, I'm on the phone with her. She is playing at the Coach House tonight, and it's going to be 8 p.m. door or 6 p.m. doors, 8 p.m. start time. Lisa Loeb, everyone should know you by, you know, your hit song "Stay, I Missed You," and that came out back in the 90s. And when you wrote that song, all right. So most artists at the time, you know, you had to be signed to a major label to really take off. But you were the first unsigned artist, independent artist to get a number one hit single. Did you know that you were writing such an iconic song that would be, you know, have such a huge impact at the time?
No, I had no idea. But I will say that once I wrote it, I started playing it at my concerts. I played a lot in New York City. And we had a really good turnout. Great crowds would come. And that song was requested a lot. So I had no idea. I didn't even know the world of like hit singles. That was totally like outside of my idea of what might happen. You know, I expected hopefully to get a record deal. It looked like there were some record companies interested and continue to build my following. But to have a song on pop radio was something I didn't expect. But it's been such an amazing song. You know, it's kind of like the gateway song. For some vegetarians, bacon is the gateway meat. And for some people, Stay is the gateway song into other music that I make. So, I've been really grateful for that song. I'm excited that I got to write it and that people really responded to it and to the video, because I still travel all over the world because of that song, you know?
It's incredible.
And also other songs, but I appreciate the specialness of that, of the response of that one song, definitely.
Absolutely. You've had other hits. You definitely followed that up with some incredible tunes. And, Let's Forget About It, Do You Sleep, I Do. And that song, though, just, you know, it's definitely stuck over time, and it stood the test of time. You were nominated for a Grammy back when that came out, and you actually won a Grammy like this year.
Yes.
But for a children's album. So
yeah, you know, I started doing family friendly music and children's albums about 15 years ago. So I've been doing it for a while now. I can't believe it. I feel like I just started doing that. But I've really done a variety of different kinds of records, from summer camp songs records, which I love, to the record that got the Grammy, which is called Feel What You Feel. I made a few albums for Amazon exclusively, so you can listen to it exclusively on Amazon, or you can tell your Alexa to play it. And we have videos and everything for them. But the record Feel What You Feel is specifically kind of like a family-friendly record that was influenced by the music and the entertainment that I loved in the 1970s growing up. Some of it was meant for kids like The Muppets and Sesame Street and Electric Company, and some of it was meant for grown-ups, but kids enjoyed it also, like Carol Burnett's show and Steve Martin's comedy shows and, all kinds of TV shows and music that it kind of blurred the lines. I like a lot of other kids, music artists now. You know, we use all of our real bands. We write songs just like we would for a grown-up project, but maybe with a little bit better sense of humor or better sense of storytelling, I think, comes out in these songs. I even play some of them in my grown-up shows and can't necessarily tell the difference between those songs and grown-up songs.
I love it. I mean, I'm a big fan of children's music as well. And I mean, the humor definitely, it can be picked up. The humor is actually for the adults normally. So, Yeah, I grew up on them. I don't know if you... Did you ever watch that Carole King...
Yes, oh my God, I'm obsessed.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Alligators All Around and...
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's one of my favorite records.
Chicken Soup with Rice or something?
Yeah, yeah. All of Maurice Sendak's music words put to music by Carole King. It's really rosy. It's a really rosy CD. That's like one of my main influences.
Incredible.
That and Free to Be You and Me.
Yeah,
I know. Well, it's just so funny and kind of a little dark and heartwarming, but it just sounds like a Carole King record. And I think that's what we love about it. And when I was a kid, I felt like, oh my God, I'm so cool. I'm like a teenager because I get to listen to this. So I feel like, you know, that's the kind of music we want to make for families.
Well, that's what I feel like you're doing. You're like a modern Carole King right now. Feel What You Feel, your children's album, just won a Grammy. So congratulations on that. I have a one-year-old, so I'm looking forward to introducing him to that soon.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, there's an even newer record I put out. It's funny, Feel What You Feel came out 2 years ago. I have a newer record called Lullaby Girl, which has a bunch of covers on it, too. It almost actually is more like a grown-up record than a kid's record. Amazon asked me to do a Lullabies record as a companion piece to a nursery rhyme record I made for them with really simple nursery rhymes. But we ended up sort of going a different direction, and I had my friend Larry Goldings, who's an amazing jazz pianist, who's been out on the road with John Mayer lately and James Taylor. He played keyboards and helped arrange it. And we have a great guitar player, Adam Levy, who plays a lot with Norah Jones, and just this wonderful group of musicians. And we did all these covers like Ooh Child and Be My Baby and a couple of originals. We also did Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow by Fleetwood Mac.
Nice.
So we sort of hit all the different eras. And I think, you know, that's definitely the kind of thing you can hear on the radio. Hopefully you won't fall asleep, but it's a beautiful record. I'm excited about it.
So if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Lisa Loeb. She's a singer-songwriter, author, humanitarian, businesswoman. You have your own Lisa Loeb eyewear company and your iconic cat eyes, you know, glasses that you have been wearing are so hip, so cool. And I really want a pair for,
oh my God.
I don't know if I could rock them, but I want to try them.
I know there's a couple that guys like to wear, but for the most part, they're for women. Yeah. You know, so many women come up to me and tell me that they felt comfortable wearing their glasses growing up because I wore my glasses. And that really means a lot to me. And, you know, when I first started out and people like to focus on my fashion and my glasses rather than my music, I used to get kind of upset because I'm a serious musician. You know, I've been writing songs since I'm 6 years old and playing guitar forever, and it's really important to me. But I realized, you know, there are a lot of musicians that I love their fashion too, and it doesn't take away from their music, like Elton John or David Bowie. So I was proud to join that club. And then also I just love glasses. So I got to start an eyewear line with a company called Classique Eyewear down in San Diego. And they sell them in mom and pop ophthalmologist opticians office stores as well as at Costco. And we also have some kids eyewear as well for young women and young girls.
Yeah, it's awesome. You have, you know, you definitely infuse your singer-songwriter identity into them. There's like guitar picks, there's, you know, treble clefs into the glass frames and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, and they sort of have varying degrees of being kind of vintage-looking and more modern, sophisticated, kind of flirty. Some of them are tortoise shell, like the classic color. Some of them have little pops of color. So it's funny, I'm actually meeting with my eyewear designer today. We'll be sitting at the kitchen table looking at new frames and materials.
Well, I don't know how you do all of this, but there's one more thing that you do that I'd like to get to real quick, because we're a nonprofit and you have a nonprofit called the Camp Lisa Foundation. Could you just tell us a little bit about that briefly?
Yeah, when I made my summer camp record, Camp Lisa, we were thinking about making a TV show. You know, we live in Los Angeles and we're always thinking, oh, it'd be cool to make a TV show. So I think it'd be really fun to make a summer camp TV show. I still want to do that. But that didn't work out. But the reason I wanted to make the TV show and make the summer camp songs record with some classics and some new songs was to share the summer camp experience. And then I realized, wait a minute, we should just send kids to summer camp. That will give them the summer camp experience. So all the proceeds of the record go to a foundation I started called the Camp Lisa Foundation. And we work closely with a company or an organization in New York called Scope Summer Camp. It's providing an edge for younger kids and showing that summer camp is really great for them as a summer experience, but it also influences their entire life. You know, being engaged in something during the summer, trying new things, learning how to be a great member of the community. you know, having independence in a safe place. I feel like that's so important for kids. So, you know, all the proceeds from the record go to the Camp Lisa Foundation. I sell coffee that the proceeds go to the Camp Lisa Foundation. And also people can just make donations. Like we raised over $2,000 on my birthday, just friends donating to send kids to camp. So it's just a really great thing. It really influences, goes on and on, I think.
Yeah, that is an amazing, amazing story and such a great cause. So I'm glad we had a chance to talk about that. We are a nonprofit and we're always That's looking cool. to support and give a platform to other nonprofits, the Camp Lisa Foundation. So, Lisa Loeb, thank you so much for calling in today. You're playing at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano tonight and, you know, continue to please keep crafting those songs. I know you don't have any other choice. Keep putting them out. Keep taking them and sharing them with the world. You're on tour this spring and summer, and we encourage our listeners to go check out your dates, but we're looking forward to the one right here in town this evening.
Okay, I'm so excited to see you guys there. I hope to see everyone, and I'll be signing CDs and saying hello after the show, too, so definitely stick around.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you soon. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, Lisa Loeb, she is a singer, songwriter, an author, a humanitarian, a mother, and just incredible person. So let's play the song right now that you will all know her by, but there's so much more that I hope you get to go look into now that if you didn't know about her other projects. Here's Stay, I Missed You. I Missed You by Lisa Loeb. She's performing at the Coach House Concert Hall in San Juan Capistrano this evening. Go check her out. It's KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. Thanks for tuning in.